Chapter 4, Beyond the Wall. Every person who brought spoken writing into their lives would come to learn of its cost. For any time someone used a word, it would consume a part of them. If left alone to using only one word, a person would start to change. The more of themselves they put into the word, the more the word would manifest. Eventually, the only thing human that remained of them was the man trapped behind the magical creature they had become. Some were able to maintain their sanity throughout the transformation, but that was a difficult task. The words were wild, acting off of the base instinct to survive and spread. Most lost their minds to it, the magic changing the final piece of themselves. The lines between a sane and wild Lakesea were very thin. That distinction was the difference between life and death outside the wall. One that had yet to lose its mind would avoid conflict wherever possible. A warning shot would send them running. But a wild Lakesea was different. It clambered after the taste of energy, always trying to feed off of life. The fire Lakeseas were especially dangerous. They fed off the breath of man. Getting too close to it would leave one gasping for air. Water Lakeseas had even been known to pull the blood from a hunter and add it to their essence. Whatever benefits Rakmeet had seen from spoken writing paled in comparison to the depravity he saw outside the wall. There were those who were ignorant and blind to the truth of magic. They played with the words, both within the walls of Minehort and without. But just as the Lakeseas they were on their way to hunt had, everyone else would learn the dangers of spoken writing as well. The wooden carriage rocked as one of the wheels climbed a bed of stones. Rakmeet was drawn from his thoughts, looking around the caravan. Caden sat directly across from him, a long spear in his hand that ended in a glass tip. There were another 4 men in the caravan with them. 2 carried shields and had staffs similar to Caden's, all made of glass. The other 2 men held a net between the 2 of them. At every knot in the structure, beads of glass hung there, keeping it together. There was a bead every couple of inches. Every place that the strands met, they fed into a glass hold. Rakmeet looked down at the crossbow that he held in his hands. The pouch that carried his glass bolts hung from his belt on the left side. He knew that like him, the others carried an array of glass knives and short swords, ready for any situation that might arise. But everyone had their position and their primary weapon. The Lakeseas, creatures of unencumbered magic, had a significant weakness to glass. Most spoken writing did. If someone was actively using a word, drawing power from its essence, sinking glass into them would stop the process, leeching from them the power that they had started to accumulate. Lakeseas were all power. No drawing, no thinking. Within the confines of their bodies rested an essence that was ever stirring, flowing at a moment's notice. Stab a Lakesea with a glass spear, or land a shot with a bolt of glass in the right spot, and it would wither until its essence was drained completely. "All right, men," one of the hunters shouted from the passenger seat of the caravan. He was in his mid-40s, one of the first silencers. He had even served along Thorin during the dark days, though unlike Thorin, he had never given up the thrill of the hunt. Rakmeet found that most of the time him and Caden were slotted for hunting, they served under Barnish. "There's a reason for that," Barnish had said the last time they hunted together. "I always ask for the 2 of you. Haven't seen better recruits come through in years." It was a comforting thought, but it always came with its set of expectations. He could feel the eyes of the 4 hunters in the back alternating between Caden and himself. The group would treat them well, but the 2 of them had a lot to prove. The bait cage would serve as a good place for that. Wiping the sweat from his brow, Rakmeet leaned back against the dirt wall behind him and looked to his side. Caden was next to him, seated on a mound of dirt, but poised with the spear at the ready. They were stationed against a V-shaped indentation that dug into the wall of the cliff behind them. In front of them sat an intricate glass barred wall that climbed 20 feet, similar in concept to the glass net. The biggest difference, other than it being a fixed structure, was the core of steel that ran through every bar of the wall. It was one of the only gifts given to them by the blacksmiths of Withersteel. Boxed stone wide, The longest reigning ruler of Witherstool had been very happy when they sat in the cage door, outside the wall. Multicolored ichor and blood clung in patches to the bar, telling of the many Lakesies that had fallen to the defense. Staring out beyond the trap, Rakmeed saw nothing but foliage on either side. A feeling of loneliness gripped at the back of him, but he pushed past it, well aware that four hunters lay in the distance beyond him. Just like the prison, the hunting grounds had their dull moments. Unlike the prison, the moments of excitement here were extravagantly violent engagements with spoken writing at its most carnivorous. Caden pulled a Fire Lakesy's heart from his pocket and dropped it between himself and Rakmeed. At the center of the blackened and charred rock was a red stone, as beautiful as a ruby. The soul stone that had started to form at its core while the Lakesy had been alive. The nearly see-through red stone started to glow vibrantly and pulsate as it touched the open air. They heard the Lakesy before they saw a sign of it. Their attention was drawn forward towards the clearing of the forest ahead of them. They saw the glow of it a few feet ahead, the smell of smoke traveling towards them slowly. The forest was burning in random patches around the creature as it walked. One of the clearest signs that the beast had gone feral was its inclination to crouch and walk on all fours. The magical frame that built around what had once been a person accommodated this trait. It looked akin to a bear or wolf, large red talons growing out from its blackened paws. Its black exterior was coated in violent flame. Large chunks of coal that had made up its body had built up around its elbows and shoulders, extending out and bracing it, doing the same for its knees. Smaller braces formed around the wrist and ankles. It was not long after the beast stepped out of the forest that it started barreling towards them. The ground burned where it landed, leaving 30 feet between each footfall as it leapt through the air. When it was 30 yards out, Rakmeed saw two of the hunters jump out from behind trees and start inching forward, trailing behind the Lakesy. It was the two that held the net between them. When the Lakesy was only a few feet out, the other two hunters emerged and the four pushed towards the Lakesy together. The two with the net brought it up behind the Lakesy, ensuring that it would push towards the cage, while the others drove in from the sides with their shields, making it so that the Lakesy couldn't escape past them. Registering the trap, the creature started to scan for escape, turning and twisting erratically as it searched for safety. Rakmeed held the crossbow up before him, leveling the tip of the glass bolt under the beast's chin. Calming his blood pressure, he breathed out halfway and stopped his breath, his heartbeat slowing. Bit by bit, he inched his trigger finger closer to his palm, an eternity passing as the creature raged in front of him. The only thing separating them, a gift from the people who were quickly becoming an enemy. Finally, the trigger gave way and the bolt shot forward. It connected with the Lakesy's chin and set its head spiraling back, a haunting cry echoing out of it. It fell back against the net the hunters had stretched behind it, and the glass burned into its husk, smothering flames where it touched. The glass beads in the net glowed red as they sapped the fire from the beast. It collapsed forward and collided with the cage wall. The structure there was more permanent than the net, and ate up more of the magic. Quicker, too. Caden was at the ready, moving forward, starting from a bent position and driving the spear up into the Lakesy, just below the ribcage. Caden's aim was precise. The spear had sunk through the Lakesy's heart. It was obvious as the fire dimmed and the beast's eyes sloshed back. The charred husk fell back lifeless as it hit the ground. Caden stepped back and readied himself again, the tip of his spear glowing red as the residual fire raged inside of it. It had not absorbed much. The magic would fizzle and wither away before long. Rakmeed pulled a bolt from the pouch and loaded another shot. More so than the Lakesy's heart, the death of one attracted others. Typically of the same kind first, but there was never a way to predict what Lakesies would clamber towards the wall. A loud and rumbling shriek erupted out from the forest, quickly echoed by a second. Vibrant and terrifying light shone from within, brighter and thicker than the last. In unison, two Fire Lakesies, larger than the first, came walking out of the forest. One barreled forward and the other took after it a moment later. The hunters with strands in their hands spun and braced the net, preparing to trap one as best they could. Rekmeet started to calm his breathing, knowing that he would have to take aim soon. Out of the corner of his eye, he spotted Caden stiffen as he braced himself against the glass cage. As Lexi got closer, the hunters pulled the net taut and caught hold of its legs and acted quickly, wrapping it tight inside of the net, the glass pulling out the magic it was starting to generate. The second Lexi jumped as it approached the collision, sailing over the net and its brethren, landing ahead and charging for the wall. The two with shields stood halfway between both of the Lexis, trying to decide which way to go. They looked to the two with the net. The Lexi was putting up a hell of a fight, thrashing against its constraints. They were keeping it pinned, but it did not seem likely they could kill it from that position. Rekmeet and Caden had the wall. The hunters ran over to the beast that was trapped in the ground and started bringing the edges of their shields down on it in quick successive bursts. As the four hunters dealt with the Lexi tangled in the net, the second one was getting closer to the cage wall. He felt a thought and flipped open the pouch that held his ammunition. As luck would have it, he doubted this would be finished with one shot. The Lexi approached the wall, only 10 feet out, and Rekmeet took aim. He pulled his finger back and the trigger gave, sending the bolt towards the creature's chest. The Lexi leapt into the air at just the right moment, sailing above Rekmeet's shot and landing halfway up the wall, its tail ends wrapping around the grates. The glass where its claws touched glowed a violent red as they tried to slow the Lexi down, but its anger was too strong a motivation and ignored the pain. The resistance the glass gave the Lexi made its climb much longer than it would have been. Rekmeet looked up at the monster. Thank the divine for that. He loaded another round into place and took aim, firing the bolt just as the creature lunged again, throwing itself over the top of the wall. He fumbled with the pouch at his side, desperately trying to grab another bolt, sending them all scattering to the ground as he panicked. As the creature fell towards him, he ignored the mess and tossed his crossbow, unsheathing glass daggers as he freed his hands. Dropping to brace himself, he held the blades ahead of him and prepared for the impact. Out of his peripherals, he saw Caden's spear inching into view. Time seemed to suspend as the scene set in at once. The Lexi was falling on top of him as Caden was rushing towards his side. Caden made it there just before the creature did. He thrust the spear forward, aiming for its side, but the plating on its forearm deflected the glass, sending him off course. I hope you enjoyed that chapter. Check in next episode for Chapter 5, Into the Fold. And as always, the song I used was Fluidscape by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license at http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.